Yeah, I'll see.
Fair enough. And do you undertake any sort of informal CPD, so things where you're learning?
Yeah, all of the time. So if, say, not that long ago, there was a child who was highly talented musically, but had massive additional support needs in other areas, and I felt I needed to find out a wee bit more, because some additional support needs can onset upon teenagehood, you know, and I might not know. You rely on educational psychologists to have a wealth of knowledge, but sometimes I think the knowledge of teachers, because we're in it, can challenge that. So I might go and just look on the internet, approach educational psychologists and say, do they know any research that I could read, because I really need to read up on it, because subject teachers are asking me about it, and I'm interested as well, but I might need to create from the research that I do a quick tick pro forma that I can send round a child's subject teachers to say, you know, like, say in the past, right, ADHD is a medically diagnosed need. I can't diagnose that, but I would feed in from an educational, observational perspective if a CAMHS professional approached me. But we have no tools within school to use. I mean, they'll use the Connors rating scale, they might use other things, but, you know, I went in a couple of courses, I did my own research, and I came up with a wee quick pro forma where I can send to subject teachers and they can highlight a range of things. And I can say to a parent, well, here's what we found in school, but I don't know whether that's statistically relevant or not. You would have to approach the medical profession, or we would have to refer them through our own school systems. And often things are subtle, and we've seen we actually don't notice things within school, but...
So it would really come from, like, a specific need of a student or a teacher or something else that you're seeing in the school.
Okay. I would like a nice, friendly, communicative, open forum where I can say what I'm really struggling with as a principal teacher of additional support needs, and they could discuss things with me on a friend level, but then also they could be a bit like your doctor, where, you know, I just was at the doctor's recently with my son who's got the flu, and we're meant to be going on holiday to not Tenerife, to Lanzarote, Easter, and I just said to him, what about coronavirus? You know, what's your take on that? And he told me his take on it, and his take was honest, it was based on research, and I trusted what he said to me. And I respected what he said to me, and still my decision, so there's responsibility on me to make decisions.
That's an autonomy.
But I had a close relationship, so even... Like, I got an emergency appointment. I didn't ask for an emergency appointment, but he was willing to see me. I was late because of the traffic. Apologised for that. And he still took me in, and he said to me, oh, yeah, I know what the traffic's like. But, you know, he fulfilled his role. And I see Education Scotland should have a role like that. And they should also, it should be a guiding role as well, because when I'm at the doctors and I'm asking the doctors questions, I want the doctor to actually guide me, because I'm not going to argue with the doctor. I'm going to take on board what the doctor says. And the doctor also is established in his own research as a doctor, and his skills are updated, and Education Scotland should be the same.
Yep. No, that makes a lot of sense. I just want to go back to something you said specifically now about Education Scotland. Have you heard about their professional learning and leadership programme?
There have been some professional learning and leadership programmes that have been going about. There's one that runs in-house, and I'm going to sign up for it. I know a number of teachers are going to sign up for it, because it's a chat, basically, every so many months, what I've heard from other teachers. Now, this might not be right, but they've said to me, oh, Jennifer, you just go along, you've got an afternoon chat with other teachers. But it'll be focused discussion, and possibly you might be given things to read in advance. Well, I would do that. As a woman, I feel, you know, look at our senior leadership team, there's one female on it. I feel there needs to be representation from somebody who actually knows what they're talking about in terms of additional support needs.